RSN Central is brought to you by the TAB app. Get a bonus bet up to $50 per second in races 1 to 3 at today's Greyhound meet at Sandown Park. Gamble responsibly. RSN Central with Gareth Hall.
Yeah, real nice guys. I've got a good chemistry with them already. I feel like everybody is like, they want to win. So it's just all love around here.
That's LaMelo Ball, who's arrived in town to play for the Illawarra Hawks. And our man who knows basketball better than anyone in this country, he's been all over the world covering this great game, is our man Corey Homicide Williams. Good morning to you, Homicide.
Good morning, GH. How you doing?
Good, thanks, mate. LaMelo Ball, he's arrived in town. You're looking forward to seeing him strut his stuff?
Oh, definitely. He's a tremendous talent. He brings so much to the league. He's a walking movie. He's a walking billboard. I mean, whatever you want, he's going to bring. Really excited to see him perform in NBL 2020. He and RJ Hampton.
Corey, you've been in Australia since 2007 when you bounced onto the scene as a player. How have you seen the game grow in this country over the best part of 12 or 13 years since that point in time?
I mean, to be honest with you, this is the best time for basketball. I think it's the best basketball that's ever been played in this country. The level has changed. The quality of the league has changed. It's on ESPN, for crying out loud. If that doesn't say anything, you know, if that doesn't tell you how this league is going, it's going extremely well. You know, since the Kesselman regime took over, that era has been growing the game every year. The fans, the viewership is as high as it's ever been right now on TV, the ratings in the last 5 years. You just partnered up with the NBL doing NBA games. You know, preseason is happening back in Tasmania. You know, you got a new team this year with the Melbourne Phoenix, the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. So, like, it's really all happening. So, really excited to be a part of basketball right now. And then to top it off, the icing on the cake is today. Boom is playing Team USA on Australian soil. When was the last time that's happened?
Who wins?
55,000 people.
Who wins?
Let's not forget that. Come on, man. I'm going with Team USA. I'm American, of course.
Yeah. Will they just be too good? They've got about their 10th best side in, but will they just be too good for our Boomers?
No, you can't. You cannot. I mean, okay. Put it like this, okay? How many players are in the NBA, man? 450. 30 teams times 15.
Yep.
450. If you take the top 50 players off the team, right, there's still 400 players to choose from. So it's not like it's just going to be a garbage team here. You got to look at it like this. It's going to be a youth movement. So all the favorites who did not show up, they're still the future of the NBA is coming here to play. You got superstars and NBA all-stars on that team. So don't think it's just going to be an easy win. Regardless of who Team USA brings out here, you're going to have to play. I do believe it will split, though. I believe the Boomers will win a game. You on Australian soil playing in front of 55,000 fans that have come and support you, that's going to be the loudest venue for a basketball game probably ever been. 55,000, that's going to be incredible, at least in Australia.
It's going to be absolutely huge. Now, there'll be lots of people tuning in to watch these games, and they might want to follow a player or two from the NBA that they might not be fully across, might not be basketball tragics. Who's one or two from Team USA that you think will really light it up tonight?
I think for me, you know, you got to look at a guy like Kyle Kuzma. You know, this is a very important year he's going into. LA Lakers playing with LeBron James. With all those players that got traded, they kept him. So clearly they believe in him more than everybody else. So I expect him to show up big. You know, I expect Kemba Walker to show up big. I expect Donovan Mitchell to show up big. You know, everybody's going to have to lift their game because, as you said, they're not the top 20, top 30 players all on that team. However, these are guys that have an opportunity, because those other guys didn't come, have an opportunity to represent their countries and show that they are international superstars.
Homicide, you are inside all of the camps, especially the Boomers camp. What's happening with Bolden? Did he walk out on the side because he wasn't getting enough game time, or was it because of personal reasons? Do you know the story there?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been on the road covering Team USA games, Team Canada games, so I don't know what's been going on. But the word, what I'm hearing is it was personal reasons.
Okay.
You know, so who knows? One could look at it as if he felt he wasn't going to get as much playing time, so he just opted to go back to, you know, Philadelphia and worry about the focus on the upcoming season. Or he had personal issues. For me, I don't really know. It's not up for me to speculate, so I won't. But, you know, it's very unfortunate that he pulled out. But, you know, it just gives opportunity to other players, like a Mitch Creek, like a Nick Kay. So, you know, when one person drops out, another person has opportunity.
Now, these games are all in the lead-up to the World Cup next month. Team USA, $1.50 favourite. Are they clearly the team to beat, or could the likes of Serbia, Greece with Giannis in the team, Spain, France, challenge what has always been the powerhouse of basketball?
I mean, it's always going to be a challenge. Basketball right now, on an international level, is played high. You have very skillful teams all over the world. So you better believe it's not going to be a walk in the park. However, I do believe USA should win gold, and I believe the Boomers should medal.
Okay. So top three for the Boomers, and take that $1.50 for Team USA. Do you know what I'm really looking forward to? Is that the NBA superstar broadcaster in Jeff Van Gundy is in town, and our superstar NBL broadcaster Corey Homicide Williams coming together.
The king of Twitter too.
Yes, the king of Twitter. Will that happen?
And it could happen. Anything's possible. You know, it could happen.
Just on Twitter, have you blocked more people or been blocked by people?
I don't block anybody. It's fair game on Twitter.
Hey, Homicide, this is a question from David. Who wins the NBA title right now? If you're having a pun or a prediction, who wins the NBA title next season?
If I were to make that prediction right now, I would pick the Lakers.
So LeBron does it again.
LeBron does it again.
With Kyle Kuzma, who we can watch tonight, who's going to be probably the third most important player on that team next season as well. So he's a young rising star. And as you alluded to, when they made all those trades, they didn't trade him. He was the one that it was hands off for. So hopefully we can watch him have a really good game tonight. And a lot of first-time fans to basketball when the Lakers are in the playoffs will remember the night they saw him play tonight.
And you must be proud too, Homicide. I think you've done a wonderful job as an ambassador for this game of basketball in this country. But to see 55,000 people at the Docklands to watch two basketball sides go at it, I think this will be a day that this sport of basketball won't ever forget in this country.
Definitely. This is one that will go in the history books of basketball. Not only basketball, but sport. You know, this is an amazing thing. So just happy to be a part of it, of this golden era, the new golden era of basketball in Australia.
Homicide Williams, always a pleasure. Thanks for that, mate. And we'll catch up with you shortly.
Definitely. Have a good one, guys.
There's Corey Homicide Williams. Always entertaining. Love his insight into the game of basketball. And if you're a basketball fan, it will be a big day for the sport in this country.
Do you know what the betting is? Have you had a look?
Well, Australia would be the outsiders.
Yes, they're an $8.50 chance with Team USA $1.05. The line, currently 18.5 points.
Homicide did say that he expects Australia maybe to steal one game against Team USA.
Well, if you have $5 on all three games, then hopefully you hit one and you're ahead.
So are they playing the two or the three games?
I thought it was the two, but I couldn't
stand to be
corrected.
Yeah, the two games, So they play tonight at Marvel Stadium and they play on Saturday night. I'm looking forward to seeing Kemba Walker play.
You going
Celtics.
Tonight?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
I couldn't get a ticket.
Jeez, I don't know about that.
Did you get one?
Oh, I may have.